ஆமாம், ஜானந்தி மிராந்தஸ்ய ஜானஞ்சன சலாகயா சக்ஷூருன்மிலிதம் யேன தஸ்மை ஸ்ரீ குரவே நமஹ. குரவே கௌரச்சந்திராய ராதிகாய ததாலயை கிருஷ்ணாய கிருஷ்ண பக்தாய தத் பக்தாய நமோ நமஹ. வந்தேஹம் ஸ்ரீ குரு வரம் ஸ்ரீ ரூபானுக பரவரம் ரஜ்ரஸ் ரசிகம் ச நாராயணம் தம் பிரபன்னம் ஸ்ரீ குரு சரணம் வந்தே ரமண பிரிஷ்டாய பூதலே ரூபானுக பக்திதம் ச கிருபாமூர்த்தி நாராயணம். நமோ சஜ்ஜன் சேவக் சஜ்ஜன் பிரிஷ்டாய பூதலே பக்தபந்தவ ராதாநாத் ஸ்ரீ வாமன் நிதி நாமினே ஸ்ரீ வினோத் நரோத்தம் நரஹரி பிரியத்தம ஸ்ரீ வேதாந்த பாகவத் சத்குஸ்வாமி சுருத் ச மாயாபூர் தாம் பிரிஷ்ட கௌடிய வைஷ்ணவ சேவக திரிநாதபி ஸ்ரீ விக்கிரஹ பக்தி வேதாந்த வாமனம் ஜ ஸ்ரீ கிருஷ்ண சைதன்ய பிரபு நித்யானந்த ஸ்ரீ அத்வைத கதாதர் ஸ்ரீ சதிகோர் பக்தவிருந்த ஹரே கிருஷ்ண ஹரே கிருஷ்ண 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 ஹரே 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 ராம் ஹரே ராம் 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 ஹரே ஹரே. ஃபர்ஸ்ட் ஆஃப் ஆல் ஐ ஆஃப் மை நன்னோத் பிரணாம்ஸ் இதில் ஒரு ஸ்வீட் ஃபார் ஸ்பிரிச்சுவல் மாஸ்டர்ஸ் நித்லா ஸ்ரீமந்த் பக்தி வேதான் ஸ்ரீ நாராயண் குசாய் மாராஜ் ஸ்ரீ குருதேவ் அண்ட் நித்லா ஸ்ரீமந்த் பக்தி வேதான் ஸ்ரீ வம் குசாய் மாராஜ் ஸ்ரீ குருதேவ் ரூபான காரிய குருவர்கம் டு ஆல் த வைஷ்ணவஸ் வைஷ்ணவீஸ் டு அவர் கார்ஜியன்ஸ் அண்ட் டு தி ஸ்திதி to this tithi that is fast approaching, which is the day after tomorrow, which is the appearance day of Srila Vaman Goswami Maharaj and the disappearance day of Srila Gurudev. So we just heard now from the Vaishnavas that at Devananda Gaudiya Math, there's a 3-day festival to commemorate the Vyas Puja 100th, the 100th Vyas Puja of Srila Vaman Goswami Maharaj. So they've invited Vaishnavas from all over Brajmandal, Gaudamandal, Kshetramandal to speak on the glories of Srila Vaman Goswami Maharaj and Srila Gurudev also. So this way we've, over the years, we've heard the Vaishnavas speak such endearing glorifications of Srila Vaman Goswami Maharaj. Now Vaishnavas have especially, they've had such an intimate they have such an intimate relationship with their spiritual master, and we've had glimpses into that relationship. Ultimately, we cannot understand that level of relationship unless we ever come to that stage. We can only have a glimpse. No, only because that level of mamata that a disciple has for Sri Guru, how can another person ever understand? He can never understand how such mamata can exist. So we hear that the Vaishnavas themselves have spoken of how Srila Vaman Goswami Maharaj's appearance in this world, it closely resembled that of Devarshi Narad himself. Like we hear, like recently was Narad Jayanti, this Dwadashi. On that occasion we heard how Narad Rishi, he was born to his mother and amidst all the Vaishnavas and all the sadhus. And we hear how his mother served the four kumaras, not just the four kumaras. Normally when we hear that there were many sadhus, but most prominent among them were the four kumaras. So there were many other sadhus as well. So this way she'd serve them. And then she'd honor the remnants, and she'd even give those remnants to her son, Narad Rishi. And Narad Rishi, this way, he himself also, honoring these remnants, gradually in his own Naravat Lila, he blossomed into a pure devotee. So we hear the three types of Mahabhagavats. There is the Murchit Kashai, the Nirdut Kashai, and the Bhagavat Parshad Deha Prapt. So when we speak of Narad Rishi in his life, in this particular Lila, as serving the four kumaras, he was in that stage, this Murchit Kashai. So then we hear that when he would order all the remnants of his elder brothers, the four kumaras, then he started realizing. He started getting a glimpse into the transcendental realm. Because the remnants of the Vaishnavas are very powerful. The two types of remnants. One remnants is the remnants they speak in the form of their Harikatha. And the other form of remnants are their Uchista, which is Maha Maha Prasad itself. And we hear, you know, like the the remnants of a Vaishnava, the foot dust of a Vaishnava, and the water that has bathed the lotus feet of a Vaishnava, they're so powerful. Like we hear, you know, when Gurudev would enter, when Gurudev would stay at the Mathura Mat, the Vaishnavas would say that they try to get Gurudev's, for the benefit of others, they tried to get the water that has bathed Gurudev's feet so many times that Gurudev would never allow. It was very strict. And sometimes the Vaishnavas even recollected that sometimes in the Mathura Mat, as soon as Gurudev would enter, they would wet the carpet. Means they would soak the carpet in water and then they would place it at the entrance of the doorway. So this way when Gurudev, as soon as he'd be the first person to place his feet on the carpet, immediately his feet would be imprinted on that carpet and then the Vaishnavas would take that water. But sometimes Gurudev, he'd see what was happening and he'd go around the temple. He'd not even come through that door. He'd go around the temple and come through another door because he knew that, oh, they placed a wet carpet there. So this way we hear like how powerful and how rarely achieved it is to get the remnants of a Guru Varga in such ways. So here we see that Devarshi Narad also is serving his, serving the sadhus, the Vaishnavas, he received so much strength and realization. And in the end, he received the darshan of his Prabhu, Sri Hari. And this way, Sri Hari, when he gave him darshan, he told Naradrishi that actually he gave him a spurti, momentary glance, and then he disappeared. So then Naradrishi was weeping so much. And then what was this Murchit Kashai? This Kashai was that he wanted to go to the forest and do bhajan. So therefore, Sri Hari said, you'll still have to attain perfection. And then you will place your feet on the head of death and then you will become an eternal associate of mine, which is Bhagavad Parshad Deha Prapt, which is you will attain this status of my associate. So here there's always a controversy. Sometimes some devotees are of the opinion that a jiva, he attains a spiritual body rather than the spiritual body being inherently present within a jiva. He attains the spiritual body. Because if you see what Bhagavad Parshad Deha Prapt means, it means one achieves the body of an eternal associate of Vishnu or Krishna. So here they have a point actually. And even Jiva Goswami in some places he has mentioned that oh, they achieve a spiritual body. Well, we hear, no, our Guru Varga, they say that the spiritual body is actually inherent within every jiva. So actually here, when it says that Bhagavad Parshad Deha Prapt, it means this ray of Prem. No, the Shuddha Satta Visheshatma, Prema Suryamsa Samyavak, Rajuvish Chitta Mishanyam, Kridasau Bhavuchyate. This ray of Prem is coming from an eternal associate of Krishna into the heart of a jiva. And then on the platform of Sandini, Samvit and Ladini, they mix on the platform of Sandini, and this way, this Chitdeha, that is the spiritual body, is realized within one's heart. No, it is realized. Like, once they asked Sridhar Maharaj, that what is the meaning of bhav? Does bhav mean the development of one's spiritual body? Sridhar Maharaj said, no. It means the discovery of one's spiritual body within one's own self. So this way, Naradrishi, he attained that status. So here we see, Srila Vaman Goswami Maharaj also, we see when he appeared in a family of devout Vaishnavas. It is said his uncle was Sri Bhakti Kushal Narsingha Maharaj himself. So we recently observed his Tirubhav Tithi at the beginning of Kartik. His Tirubhav Tithi was on the same day as the disappearance of Srila Narottam Das Thakur. So it is said that once Bhakti Kushal Narsingha Maharaj, he was walking down the street and then he saw some Gaudiya Vaishnavas. And these Gaudiya Vaishnavas, they were singing all these Sharanagati Kirtans of Bhaktivinoda Thakur. This Manasa Deha Geo, Jogi Chumur, Emana Durmati, and then all these other ones, these Sharanagati ones, Ki Jane, Ki Bole. Then when he heard these Kirtans, he realized, especially when Bhaktivinoda Thakur sings those Kirtans, where he's describing how the Jiva is suffering so much. He says, no, Varda ke kon, Panchero ke hata, Kemane bhajiva bolo, Kandiya Kandiya Tomara Charane Padi Achi Suvivala Shaishava Yauvane Jarasukha Sange Abhyasa Hoilo Manda Nijakarma Doshe Deha Hoilo Bhajanera Pratibanda So Bhaktivinoda Thakur, with such humility, he's singing all these kirtans on behalf of all the conditioned souls. So when Narasingha Maharaj heard these kirtans, immediately his heart was drawn. So then he asked those Vaishnavas who were singing these kirtans, like where they were from and who they were. So then they said, "We are from Mayapur. Our spiritual master is Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Prabhupada, and on his order, we are going everywhere preaching." You know, like we hear Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur, he tell all his disciples that regardless of how much you know, regardless of how much Shastric understanding you have, go around preaching everywhere. Like how we send Param Gurudev everywhere. Don't ask for more than one paisa. And just tell everyone you meet about the message of Mahaprabhu. So this way, they told Narasingha Maharaj where they stayed. Narasingha Maharaj, immediately he left home. And then he joined the temple there in Mayapur. And this way, he'd gradually even invite some of his family members to join the parikrama there. Because we know that Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he desired that this Navadvip Dham parikrama be reinitiated. Just as Nityananda Prabhu took Jiva Goswami parikrama, he desired that everyone take part in this Gaudamandal parikrama. So this way, he would invite the family of Srila Vaman Goswami Maharaj. So initially, the father of Srila Vaman Goswami Maharaj, actually, it is said that he was not so conducive initially. His mother was very strong. His mother was, I think, Bhagavati Devi. And his father's name before was Satish Chandra. But then when he took initiation from Param Gurudev, he became Sarveshwar Das Adhikari. And his mother was actually a disciple of Prabhupada Sarasi Thakur himself. So this way, she would always take her young son, not even young baby, to the parikrama. And there, you can imagine, he's receiving the foot dust of all the Vaishnavas. His mother, whenever she'd see any Vaishnava, she'd take his foot dust and apply it on his head. And like the Vaishnavas remark, no, Vaman Maharaj would say that my entire body is made of Mahaprasad. From the very beginning, I've only taken Mahaprasad, nothing else. So this way we hear that when Srila Vaman Goswami Maharaj, when he was taken on parikrama, then all these spiritual impressions, they all started manifesting in his heart. In this way, he started developing so much ruchi, taste, for the nine limbs of bhakti. So much so, that every year when his mother would return home, after finishing Gaudamandal parikrama, he would be weeping so much. He'd be crying so much. He would say that, why did you not just leave me there? No, in Mayapur. Why did you have to bring me back? Why did you bring me back here? Because Vaman Maharaj's ancestral home is in Bangladesh, in Kulla district. So then she'd go all the way from Mayapur to East Bengal, Bangladesh there. But then anyhow, his mother would pacify him. So one day, he realized, and even some disciples of Prabhupada would actually go to his village to preach also. Like Bharati Maharaj, Bhakti Pradeep Tirtha Maharaj, they would all go there and speak Harikatha. We see that these disciples of Prabhupada, they had so much influence in all in the mission of Prabhupada. We see, like Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj also, in many of his conversations with his godbrothers, Swami Maharaj, he says, "I'm eternally indebted to Bhakti Pradeep Tirtha Maharaj," he says. It said, Bhakti Pradeep Tirtha Maharaj, he'd always go to Swami Maharaj's house in Calcutta. And Swami Maharaj, he drew so much inspiration from him. Bhakti Pradeep Tirtha Maharaj was like the first sannyas disciple of Prabhupada. He was disciple of Bhaktivinoda Thakur himself. So he'd go speak Harikatha in Swami Maharaj's house. And he says Swami Maharaj is so much drawn towards Prabhupada. It is said that even once Swami Maharaj's father, he actually thought Bhakti Pradeep Tirtha Maharaj belonged to the Ramakrishna Math. And then his father came and he started shouting so much at Tirtha Maharaj. This, that, this, you are this, you are that. But Tirtha Maharaj did not say one single word, just humbly heard everything. And then when Abhay Babu came back home, he realized what his father was doing and he said, "What are you saying? He's a Gaudiya Vaishnava. He's a disciple of Prabhupada. And just see how you're behaving with him, but he's not said one single word in retaliation, nothing." And then immediately his father fell at the feet of Tirtha Maharaj and begged for forgiveness. So this way, all these disciples of Prabhupada would also go to Vaman Maharaj's village. They'd be preaching there. So they say one day when his mother took when Vaman Maharaj's mother took him to Mayapur Parikrama, then when she was leaving, what did Vaman Maharaj do? He hid himself somewhere. He said, now I will not return home. He said, now if I return home, then my mother, this will be happening for many, many more years and I will never be able to leave home. So then he went and hid himself somewhere. So then when his mother realized she could not find her son, immediately she started looking everywhere. Where is he? Where is he? And he was weeping so much. And then anyhow, they pacified her. They said, don't worry, anyhow, we will bring your son back and we will return him to you. At that time, he was only 10 years old. So then Vaman Maharaj, what did he do? He went and he hid himself under some tree. And then the whole night he just spent under the tree, just sleeping there. And then sleeping and weeping in separation from Prabhupada. So then he saw Narahari Seva Vigraha Prabhu. So Narahari Seva Vigraha Prabhu, he is the mother of Chaitanya Mott. So here is Seva Vigraha himself. He is this embodiment of Seva. So then Narahari Seva Vigraha Prabhu, as we know, he was the in charge of the storehouse of Gaudiya Math. And it is said that he would look after all the children with so much love and affection. Before Mangalarti, he'd go gently wake all the children up, saying, it's time for Mangalarti, wake up, wake up. And this way, he'd bring all of them to Mangalarti. So then when Vaman Maharaj, he saw Narahari Seva Vigraha Prabhu going in and out of the storehouse. So then what did he do? Immediately, he entered inside the storehouse and he started arranging all the things exactly in order. And then making it very comfortable for Narahari Seva Vigraha Prabhu. So then after a few days, Narahari Seva Vigraha Prabhu, and he saw this, realized, who is doing this? Who is helping me in this way, in this unseen way? So then he was waiting behind. And then as soon as Vaman Maharaj came, he looked and then he saw it. It's a small boy, Santosh. His mother has named him as Santosh. Because he becomes so happy on seeing the sadhus. And he himself would give so much happiness to the sadhus. So this way, he said, oh, you're staying here. Just come and stay inside the temple. Immediately, Narahari Prabhu gave him a place inside the temple, gave him a mosquito net. And then he said, this is your service to the Vaishnavas. Like giving them a nice place to sit and then offering them a banana leaf, offering some lemon and all this. So this way, also we hear that Vaman Maharaj's one service was to give some dry chickpeas to Prabhupada. He would give this dry chickpeas to Prabhupada and some bale juice also sometimes. He'd give bale juice. So this way, Narahari Seva Vigraha Prabhu, when he offered Vaman Maharaj to Prabhupada, then Prabhupada, as we know, he was so happy to have this gem. And then immediately he offered him also to Srila Param Gurudev, saying, now you always stay with Vinod. And Vinod will look after you. So this way, Vaman Maharaj, beginning from his very childhood, he performed all the different services. And he'd even do so much seva in the press department. Because that time, the Bhagavat Press was in Krishnanagar. And Dainik Nadia Prakash was printed from Mayapur. And the Gaudiya was printed from Calcutta. So this way, he'd also go to Krishnanagar and bring paper from there. And then he'd go to Calcutta also to print the Gaudiya. In fact, he did this service his entire life. It is said that even after this Devananda Gaudiya Math was opened, Srila Vaman Maharaj, every day he'd go back and forth from Navadvip to Calcutta, back and forth, back and forth. That time there was a tram, no train also, there was a tram. So once actually Vaman Maharaj, while he was climbing the train to go to Calcutta, his leg got stuck. And then he almost fell onto the tracks. It was going to be a very serious accident. But anyhow, nothing happened to him. He suffered like slight injury, but nothing more than that. So then Gurudev, Trikram Maharaj, they all requested him, saying, Maharaj, please don't do this anymore. Every day is so harmful, so risky. So then anyhow, after that, he did not go as often to Calcutta. So this way, when he was a young boy, he performed all these services. And then we hear also one day that how the Vaishnavas did not have any banana leaves to eat on and supplies were very low. So then Narahari Prabhu, he sent Srila Vaman Maharaj to bring something from the other side of the Ganga. So then immediately when he started going there, there was a big flood. No, because now the flow of the Ganga is very unpredictable. No one knows what will happen when. So immediately he was washed away. And then he anyhow clung on to a tree. But then on top there was one snake hissing from above. And then anyhow he just clung on fearlessly. And then after that we know Narahari Prabhu himself came along with other brahmacharis and rescued him from there. So he gave his life in seva, in the service of Guru and Vaishnavas. So this way, when he'd come back, he'd arrange everything for the Vaishnavas. And that time also we know, no, like the Vaishnavas, when they even like when they'd go to relieve themselves after taking Mahaprasad, like in the early in the morning, that time we know that was a system in India, that there'd be a big pot, and there the Vaishnavas would perform their, they would like relieve themselves, no. So then Vaman Maharaj, he'd go and he'd clean the pot, and then he'd, whatever was inside the pot, he'd go far away, throw everything out, come back inside, and then clean everything. And then he'd make everything fresh again, and clean this way. So this way he was also admitted into this Thakur Bhaktinod Institute. So we hear that Bhaktinod Institute, Bhakti Pradeep Tirtha Maharaj, he was the principal of this institute. And the teachers were Audulomi Maharaj, Sridhar Maharaj, Bharati Maharaj, and all the others, Rishikesh Maharaj, all of them. So this way, when Prabhupada himself, he would come sometimes there to see how the students were doing. And as we know, the holidays then were not on Sunday. Now actually the holidays in every school is on Sunday. But that time the holiday was on a Shashti. And in Ekadashi and Shashti, it was a holiday. And then on Dwadashi, there was a half day. So then we hear Vaman Maharaj on an Ekadashi also. He'll tell all the students that all of you should come and we'd all learn Shastras together, he said. Even on Ekadashis, you should not waste your time. And even all the Muslim students would have to come there. Because this was the rule, that regardless of whichever subject you're studying, if you fail in the subject of Sanatana Dharma, then you fail the entire course. So even Muslim students also had to learn Sanatana Dharma, or is Mahaprabhu's line. They say Vaman Maharaj teaches them all shlokas and all these things. And they say once Prabhupada himself came there. And then Prabhupada, he looked at all the students. And then he looked at Sajjan Sevak Brahmachari. Prabhupada had given him this name, Sajjan Sevak Brahmachari. So then he looked at him and he said, oh, what have you learnt in school? And then he said, who is your spiritual master? Who is your teacher? So then he gave a very intelligent answer. He said, Prabhupada, you are my spiritual master. But here at school, my teacher is Bhakti Pradeep Tirtha Maharaj, he said. He's teaching me all these things in this way. And in regard to Vaishnav Seva, how to live in the temple, how to serve the Vaishnavas, how to serve Sri Guru, in that way, my guide is Vinod Bihari Da, he said. Because Da means elder brother. So this way, he started reciting so many shlokas and sutras that Prabhupada became so happy with him. And he said, oh, seeing all of you, I become so happy. I realize that the future of this mission is in such safe, good hands. And this way Prabhupada would live. And this way Vaman Maharaj, he teach all the students there also. And not only teaching them, they also perform other services. Like beginning from this ghat where the boats alight, beginning from there until the Chaitanya Math, they clean the entire road, taking brooms and cleaning the entire road there to make sure that everything is very comfortable. There are any stones there, any pebbles that remove everything out, any garbage that remove everything out, make the entire place so clean. So Prabhupada would be so happy. And this way he'd do all his services there. So then we hear that this way he, staying under the guidance of Srila Param Gurudev, he started doing all these different services from A to Z, everything. Gurudev would say, Vaman Maharaj would even, he was so expert, he would even do Chandipat. Chandipat means to recite certain stutis for Chandi Devi, because we see that this is only by doing such things you can gather people and turn them into devotees. And sometimes even Vaman Maharaj, he'd say he'd even stitch shoes. If any shoe was like broken or anything, he'd even stitch them also. He was so humble, he didn't care about anything. And if we hear also, no, once the Vaishnavas were cutting some vegetables, and then they had some vegetables behind, and those vegetables were also being cut into perfect proportions, perfect size and proportions, they were being cut. And then they thought, who is doing this? And they looked behind, they saw it was Srila Vaman Goswami Maharaj himself. The Guru Varga, they don't care about anything. They just care about their service. Like we hear also, no, the Vaishnavas explain that once after a big festival, everyone had gone to sleep. And then everyone had gone to sleep, the Vaishnavas were alone and they were washing pots in the middle of the night. And it was winter also, no? It was so cold. So what was so cold? They're washing pots in the middle of the night. And then when they were passing all the pots behind, someone else also was helping like placing the buckets in the proper place and everything. And I think, who is doing this? Some brahmachari is awake in the middle of the night. And they look behind, it's always Gurudev himself doing everything there. So then what do the Vaishnavas do next time? Gurudev said, oh, you're doing everything alone. How can I see? No, how can you manage everything alone? So the next time, the Vaishnavas, what did they do? So that the water coming out of the tap will not make a lot of noise. No, sometimes during the night, the water coming out of the tap can wake someone up. So the Vaishnavas thought, maybe by this, Gurudev came here. So what did they do? They tied a cloth around the tap. No, they tied a cloth around the tap. And this way, they made sure that the water dripping out of the tap came out very slowly, without making any sound. So you can imagine, the water is coming so slowly without making any sound, and washing the pot is so difficult then, because the water is not coming out with full force also. But then anyhow, they're washing in the middle of the night with that water, little water that's coming out. So this is how they serve. They say, Srila Vaman Maharaj, then we hear that he served continuously like that. And then we hear that after 1937, when Prabhupada entered into Nittalila. So here we must be careful. We must not think that, oh, the disciples of Prabhupada, they fought each other and this, that happened. No, we should be very careful. The Vaishnavas explain that every river bears a speciality and a taste. Like the Ganga, Yamuna, Saraswati, Kaveri, Nindu, Narmada, Godavari, all of them. Sindhu and all of them. So this way, if they all mix into the ocean, then they all become salty. But if every river is separate, then they're all sweet. They have their own taste. Similarly, this way, Prabhupada desired that his mission expand into many other places. But then, as we know, due to some unforeseen circumstances, Param Gurudev and some of his godbrothers, they went to prison. And when they went to prison, what happened? 40 of them went to prison. And there they would not even drink a single drop of water that was offered there. And even when Vaman Maharaj would come there to offer some food, they would not take from his hands also. Because let's say he's not taken second initiation. He's taken the first, but not the second. So then while Param Gurudev was still in prison, he initiated him. He whispered these mantras into his ear and he initiated him. Then Jajavar Maharaj performed the fire sacrifice. And this way he started cooking for all the Vaishnavas there. No, the Vaishnavas, they say, even they warn us also, you must be very careful to not eat from the uninitiated. Sometimes we go to the restaurants and eat there. No, sometimes we go to Papri Charaya, eat there, whatever we feel like. But the Vaishnavas say, if you eat from someone who's uninitiated, even the potency of your mantras, your mantra shakti will go away, they say. You must be very careful. So this way, Vaman Maharaj, then he performed all these different services. And then we hear that that time they needed a lawyer who could fight the case, present the case on behalf of Srila Param Gurudev. So then, as you know, Prabhupada himself appeared in a dream to Srila Vaman Maharaj. And then he told him, oh, there's one lawyer there, such and such person. He's actually known to Vinod Bihari. So you go and get that lawyer. So immediately the lawyer was bought and he fought on behalf of Param Gurudev. And then that murder case that was filed against them was immediately taken back. And then they were freed from prison. And then, as we know, this Gaudiya Vedan Samiti was established in 1941, Akshaya Tritiya, in Boshpada Lane, in Calcutta. And then Vaman Maharaj, Bhakti Kamal, Madhusudan Maharaj, Srila Param Gurudev, and Srila Swami Maharaj, even Srila Santa Maharaj was there. They were all like the founding members there. So this way we hear that even after the mission was started, he took all the responsibilities upon himself. Once some Vaishnavas came and he was actually sick. He had 104 degree fever. So immediately Param Gurudev went to him and he said, oh, Sajjan Sevak, arise and serve the Vaishnavas. Immediately he arose and he cooked a big feast for the Vaishnavas and immediately he fell sick and again. And then after some days he became well again. So this way, he was always like a shadow with Srila Param Gurudev. Everywhere Param Gurudev went, he went there. No, when Param Gurudev would give dictations, he'd weep so much and he'd be writing, saying his Guru Maharaj is speaking this Shabda Brahma, just touching his heart. And Param Gurudev would not make a single mistake while giving his dictation. And Vaman Maharaj would not make a single mistake while taking down the dictation this way. And we hear also Vaman Maharaj, he'd perform all the services like washing the pots and cleaning Param Gurudev's cloth and everything. He'd never go preaching also. And then anyhow, one day, Param Gurudev, he told Vaman Maharaj, oh, now you must go preaching, he said. Then Mount Maharaj said, how can I go preaching? How can I leave you? And then he locked himself inside door, just weeping, 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 weeping. Then anyhow, Paramgurudev said, no, you have to go now. No longer you should do this publication service. You should go preaching everywhere. And also side by side, you can do whatever services you feel like. Then he sent him everywhere preaching. No. So we see, you know, we now wish to be separated from the Vaishnavas. You know, the Vaishnavas send us somewhere, like from the bottom of our hearts, we should be weeping, saying, oh, we're leaving the association of the Vaishnavas. No. Because every day, what does Narottam Thakur sing? Gangara parasha hoile paschate pavan, darshane tumarkun, ehi tumarkun. That just by seeing the Vaishnavas, we're getting so purified. It's like taking a bath so many times in the Ganga. So we're leaving their physical association, how painful it is for us. So if we're weeping so much, no. Saying, oh, the Vaishnavas are sending somewhere, no, we're weeping, 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 you know. Or else, like, what is the point, no? So this way, Srila Vaman Goswami Maharaj is weeping so much in separation from his Param Gurudev. And this way, anyhow, he went preaching. And then we know he started temples everywhere, all over India. So many histories we can mention regarding how he preached. This way, preaching everywhere. And then we know that even after Param Gurudev left this world, Vaman Maharaj said, oh, I've been given this title of being the Acharya. But he said, I don't see myself fit in any way to take this position. But in the order of my godbrothers, I'll only accept this position and only under their guidance I will serve, he said. No, even we hear that before Vaman Maharaj would initiate anyone, he'd go to his godbrothers and he'd say, oh, I'm going to perform a very sinful task of initiation, he said. So please give me permission, he'd say. So he'd go ask permission from Srila Gurudev, Srila Trivikram Maharaj. And this is how the mission started to flourish. Therefore, we hear that once when some Vaishnavas came to Param Gurudev, they told Param Gurudev that, oh, where we Devananda Gaudiya Math has such nice compartments and rooms, but we don't see a garden here. If there was a garden here, it would be so nice. Then Param Gurudev will point it to his disciples and said, these are my flowers, he said. These are the flowers which will, normally a flower only makes one single place fragrant, but these flowers of mine will make the entire place fragrant. This way, so much can be said regarding this, the divine life of this Mahapurush. Now, we've heard so much katha about him from the lips of the Vaishnavas, how he was such an ideal Vaishnava. His relationship with Srila Gurudev. Once after Gurudev came back from the West, he told some of his sevaks that, oh, decorate this room very nicely, the temple very nicely, Narayan Maharaj is coming. But some of the sevaks did not do anything. And then Vaman Maharaj himself started walking to the market to bring the flowers. And then immediately they ran to the market and they brought everything. And then Vaman Maharaj told the sevaks, now decorate my room also. Because if Narayan Maharaj comes and sees that my room is not decorated, then he'll never set foot inside the temple. So then decorated the room there also. And this way, Vaman Maharaj and Gurudev, they had such a tearful reunion. No. And this way we hear that even some people, when they were causing disturbances in the society, Vaman Maharaj, he told Gurudev in a letter, anyone who's doing such bad things, you tell me, I'll immediately have them thrown out, he said. Anyone who's causing problems to you, how can I tolerate them, he said. No, he didn't. Immediately have them thrown out, he said. Like we hear, no, once someone even remarked something about Gurudev, saying, oh, he's eating like this rice, he's drinking milk, this, that. And Gurudev, he felt so pained at heart when he heard this. And then Vaman Maharaj heard this, immediately in Harikatha, he said, oh, buffaloes should be given one type of food. And the owner of the buffaloes should be given another type of food, he said. Similarly, all of you are like buffaloes, he said. And Maharaj, he's like the owner of all these buffaloes. How can you be treated equally, he said. So even chastise them in so many ways. So much can be said about his life. So we can only hope that his near and dear servant, his sevak, he can inspire a particle of his glories to appear in our hearts. And this way, this great Mahapurush, whose appearance is going to be the day after tomorrow, he will also inspire us to carry on in this journey of trying to serve Sri Guru and Vaishnavas. Mancha kalpatalu vyascha kripasindhu vyascha vaitanam bhavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha.
Jnana Timrandhisya Gananyana Salakaya Chakshur Unritam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Vancha Kalpaturubhasya Kripa Sindhu Bhaivacha Paritanam Pavanebhu Vaishnavebhu Namo Namaha Namaha Badanaya Krishna Prema Pradayati Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gaurattise Namaha Jai Rupa Sanatan Bhatta Raghunath Sri Jiva Gopala Bhatta Das Raghunath Echaya Gosai Kari Charana Bandhan Jayate Vighnanash Abhishta Puran Mahabhava Sarupatam Krishna Priya Bariyasi Prama Bhakti Pradevi Radhike Tam Namam Radhe Vrindavanadhise Karunamritavahini Kripayan Japadabjam Dasyam Mayam Pradiyatam Vande Nanda Pradistrinam Adarnumabhiksnasam Jasang Hari Kathodgitam Unati Bhuvanatrayam Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Dayal Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Sri Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Bolo Sri Guruji Maharaj ki jai Guru Parampara ki jai Ananta Ananta Koti Vaishnava Vrinda ki jai Saparshad Gaur Hari ki jai Gaur Nityananda Prabhu ki jai Jagannath Baladev Subhadra Sanjeev ki jai Bhakta Vighna Vinashan Garni Singhadev ki jai Bhaktaraj Prahlad Maharaj ki jai Sarvavishtapata Giriraj Govardhan Jiv ki jai Govinda Gopinath Madanman Jiv ki jai Prajamandal Dham ki jai Prajavasi Bhakta Vrinda ki jai Brajeshwari Madhishwari Praneshwari Srimati Dharani ki jai Prajadivigan ki jai Harinam Sankirtan ki jai Samaved Gaur Bhakta Vrinda ki jai Gaur Pramanande Hari Hari Mahaprabhu's family is not too little, very big and bigger. Over the world, everywhere is Mahaprabhu distributing his own mercy. But mercy how going? Karuna Shakti asking Mahaprabhu's near. Without your desire, I am going independently? So no problem. You going and you carrying me with you. I am giving you permission, order. Then saying, oh, without any pots, I am giving, then they cannot accepting. I am giving, but like air everywhere, water everywhere, fire everywhere, sky everywhere, earth everywhere, present. But some places is my place. This fire is fire pot inside, fire pit inside. I am cooking for, I am arranging. Some water is I am collecting and saving. So now Karuna Shakti asking, I need some pot also. Then saving there, anybody needed, they coming and taking and using. Otherwise, everything like Nirgun Brahma, Anadi Abhay, Ananta, unlimited, infinite, people has not possible collecting and not qualified people is collecting. So now your Karuna Shakti, your mercy, your place, I am taking and distributing, but I need some ports. Then Mahaprabhu say, yes, you are very clever. Now I am giving you nice ports. Then say, I am giving inside bird pot. Yeah, I am giving animal pot. Say, no, male, female. Say, as a your choice. Why? Jatayu is Sampati, two brothers. But he is eagle, greed. But there is Ram Bhakti. Ram Chandra's mercy is there. Ramchandra respecting Jatayu more than Dasarath Maharaj's father. His living body, Sampati, Jatayu, his himself is giving Agni Sanskar and after doing Shraddha Shiromani. Hanuman, he is animal, no male, no, he is like his one monkey. But Ramchandra is for bhakti. Bhakti is big pots. Now also there are two people collecting and distributing. So Mahaprabhu's time, Mahaprabhu's this mercy, where is reserving? Where to spreading? Where to distributing? Where will be this unlimited, this all balance and there to everywhere going? Then this Karuna Shakti and Mahaprabhu and Mahaprabhu Swarup Shakti, like Bhudevi, this Sri Devi and this Lila Shakti, all are is with this meeting. Then this Sri Shakti disappears. After Bhu Shakti, Mahaprabhu left, reject. And now Lila Shakti, Sri Bhu Lila, Lila Shakti with Mahaprabhu, but Mahaprabhu said, no, I will be alone, you will be distanced to me. Why? I give you permission, you are distributing, you are spreading, and you are giving everybody's. You are not distance to me, not separate, then you free, not freedom, not freely you giving. All time I am controlling, yeah, you are controlled with by me, you are then will be shy, yeah, not open heart. Like here Acharya Ratna going preaching for alone. Then he is preaching very nice. All people is cooling, all people is very nicely, politely, he is speaking and sometimes giving some prasadam and very nice. But inside temple, he is very shy. How can I am speaking? I have senior authority, all store has lock. How can I am taking sweet and kismis, rasgulla, any things? Not possible for him. But he is free and he going temple room taking sweet, store going taking sweet, fridge to taking and deep fridge to taking and anywhere to his taking. Why? His freedom. So Mahaprabhu saying, I like my prema bhakti distributing for everybody. I am giving this threefold desire and also independent all power. They like anything is thinking, Mahaprabhu's followers are fulfilling everything, giving. Okay, you distributing now. Anywhere you like. How? Telling Krishna Prem Hoyar Durdarshani. How are you getting Krishna Prem? Very far away to somebody chanting Gaur Nitai, Hagur Nitai. Then one person hearing, he's saying, what is sweet this name, Gaur Nitai? What is distributing? He's thinking, I need this thing. At the time, he has all things is available. He is very happy. Bah, Gaur Nitai name is very sweet. I am asking for my foodstuff automatically come. Water, many people giving me respectfully water. Many people giving me cloth and many foodstuff, many room and place respecting. So Gaur Nitai name is very powerful. very auspicious and very valuable things. Then is other person telling, I am before very poor, ugly, I don't know anything. I am chanting Guru Nitai, Guru Nitai, Guru Nitai, Sigur, Hagur, Hagur. Now I am very happy, I am rich, and I am everything, everybody respecting me. So Gaur is, Gaur je Sikharo Naam, Se Naam Gau Bhai. Mahaprabhu teaching, Hare Krishna chanting for. This holy name, Hare Krishna chanting, then Hare Krishna everything giving. But where to giving, how giving, when giving, this is question. Therefore, wait. They tell you, toilet, your patience, and then it's good. Your faith and respect, then at a time everything, at once everything is coming on near. So now, this Karuna Shakti, Swarup Shakti, yeah, there is asking Mahaprabhu. Mahaprabhu says, yes, I am arranging some niceness. Gold pot, silver pot, brass pot, copper pot, clay pot. Anywhere, anything is necessary, I am arranging. But my things is will be, my any pots, that things will be very clean. Therefore, somebody is near, I am telling, hey, here, one mantra. Net and clean, fresh and green, white and quiet, everything is right. You not clean, your pot inside is not coming good things. First, you like to clean. Not only clean, net and clean. So what is net and clean? Guru Vaishnava not kapat, not cheater. Out in, out something, in something. This is very crooked, cheater people, hypocrite, danger people. That people not happy oneself and not other person is possible make happy. Crooked people, danger. So therefore say neat and clean. This must also not dirty, not duplicity. This is not good. Vaishnava charitra sarvada pavitra jai ninde hingsa kari bhakti vinod nasambhase tare sada rahe mauna dhuri. Vaishnava's heart will be neat and clean, everywhere clean, no hiding anything. Something I have my pocket, I am not showing anybody. My pocket is chain, my pocket is lock, I am not showing anybody. But where are you hiding? Polaiti patnai joma se piche. You anything is doing wrong and hiding, then Jammaharaj, soldiers and spies, they are CBI, IB, yeah, IRS, American, they watching everywhere, everything looking. You giving tax, yeah, no. So this Bhakti Devi Janani, Mother of Bhakti Devi, who? Madhavati Bhakti Janani. Bhakti mother is Ekadashi. Madhava Tithi Bhakti Janani Jatane Palana Kori Krishna Bhakti Krishna Vasati Vasati Boli Paramo Adare Goni. Then Mahaprabhu saying, anybody following seriously Ekadashi, there will be my clear place and my loveful place. I am that place is saving all my pure bhakti, prama bhakti. That to their distributing, that place, holy place, that place to everywhere going. Then, what happened? Prabhupada Swami Thakur sending everywhere preaching for. Then, devotees are teaching Tulasi Seva, Ganga Seva, and Vaishnava Seva, and Ekadashi Vrata following for. Parinam chanting for. Five things. Teaching everywhere. This is called preaching. First, 15 days after one Ekadashi coming, you seriously following that day. That day, no remembering anybody. No thinking about anybody. Only, bas, Ekadashi Dev is near, will be surrender. Today, promise I am following in your footstep. Please, how can I am continue following Navada Bhakti today, not other things, not other bhakti. Now, whatever Prabhupada or followers are preaching, to many, many people there is attacked. Why? You are hearing net and clean. Kapatta hoile dur prabhise premer pur. Anybody kapatta is going, cheating business is finished off, clean heart, then everybody that place is respecting and like. That person respectful. That person automatic respecting everybody. So now they are preaching or Prabhupada Sastakur followers, clean people, all clean heart. Now they are telling, following Ekadashi, following Ganga Jamuna, holy places, and following Tulasi, Vaishnava, holy dham, bas, following. Then my Gurudev mother and his Gurudev uncle, many, many people, Vaishnavas near is hearing this advice. Koli kukkura kaudana jodhi chao hai, koli jugo paabana, koli bhaya nasana, si sachinandana gao hai. Sachinandana gauraris, glories are you hearing? And chanting this gauraris holy name, following this is advice and instruction and order, automatic you are koli like his dog, without any cause and action, there is barking and cutting and biting and all time disturbing. So now they are not disturbing. Never. So now my Gurudev families, and entire all village town they preaching. Now Gurudev mother is came and taking Diksha Prabhupada Sastakur near. Our Gaudiya Sampradaya rules, Diksha people they are asking, hey, you not eating non-veg? Say no, Gurudev. Okay, following Ekadashi? Yes. You serving Vaishnavas and Guru Varga, Shastra reading, and Harinam Sankirtanam for your desire. So asking everything, there, say Gurudev, by your mercy, possible. Otherwise, I am trying again and again, I will fail and fail you. Prabhupada say, yes, Guru Bhargava's mercy, then is everything is will be proper and continue and right. Then the Gurudev mother is following. Now, sometime after, families are disturbing, meaning my Gurudev father is not like, he is against. First time, he never allowed. Anyhow, she is following strongly. But my Guru Maharaj born, then mother is carefully, Ekadashi day, never giving grains. And she is coming, Navadvip Dham to Mayapur to going, then Prabhupada Sastakur remnants, Vaishnava remnants, taking and drying. After soaking this water, giving my Guru Maharaj, family entire, everybody's. Charanamrita, Charan Tulasi, Prasadam, like Jagannath Prasadam, dry Prasadam, complete year, complete life, people taking. Same Guru Prasadam, Vaishnava Prasadam, these things have very big power. I am eating garbage, but not eating Vaishnava Prasadam, Guru Prasadam. Jasya Prasadad Bhagat Prasadam, Jasya Prasadam Nagati Kutopi, Hari Prasad, God Prasad, Maha Prasad. But Vaishnava remnants, Mahama Prasad. So she has a proper Sastakur order, she is deep faith. She is seriously following. Then Guru Maharaj is only childhood, then mother milk is breast milk drinking. Then Ekadashi day come, she not giving breast milk. He is crying, first time crying one day, then she is giving only water a little bit. Nothing giving. Then father is asking, why not giving breast milk? Beating you, killing you. My son will be die. What are you doing? Say, no, today Ekadashi. So Ekadashi did not giving milk? Say, no. this boy, my son will be die. You are petni, bhutni, rakshasi, dying, abusing, beating. She said, no giving. Today Ekadashi. Ekadashi die, no problem. But I am not giving. Very strong. She is also very tall and also strong. She said, no. Ekadashi, also my son doing fasting. But his father is coming, taking lab, want to giving him like biscuit, yeah, laddu, yeah, any other things. But also my Guru Maharaj, mother, son, she not taking. He not taking. The father tried after throwing, your son, you take care. I am not, I am fail. I am not taking him. After what happened, you know, next day Ekadashi broken, Vrata, Dadashi day, she is giving Prabhupada Charanamrita, Prabhupada remnants, dry, soaking water. After she is giving breast milk. She is saying, oh, my milk is my blood. Ekadashi day, this is not good. She is thinking. So telling, first day to Ekadashi for she has strong faith. Ekadashi coming, Nirjala Vrata. Fasting, complete day, night. And that day, only Hariseva, she is calling. She is not very rich. Gopa family, Ghosh, Gwala. Then she is calling, inviting all village. So her husband is asking, why all are coming in my house? She said, today Ekadashi. So what is Ekadashi? So all coming and doing kirtan. No, he said, yes. So I am going out. Yes, you go out. That day, complete day kirtan. Evening time, night time kirtan. He said, not giving for sleeping? No. Today, no sleeping. So Guru Maharaj saying, first time to mother is strong, then this is called mother training, father training. All are like to will be father and mother, but they have no training, they're not trained, then what is this teaching on children and sons and families? How are they controlling? How following? So after my Guru Maharaj, all small, she's taking lab, and where Bangladesh, Khulna, and where is Mayapur? More than like 2,000 kilometers. But she is carrying that time footwork, you know, no train. Only one river, Meghna, Padma, called. This is crossing by boat that time, no steamer, no launch. But she is anyhow crossing after footwork. And walking, like 15 days, 1 month, and coming. The children is this much, baby, lap, what, eating, footstep, where? But anywhere, anyhow, coming. And Mayapur came and then under tree, putting children on sun, and she's grooming, cleaning pots, cleaning all places, and everything is working. Sun for no care. There Mayapur Vaishnavas, bhaktas, they're looking, she not care. Then they sometimes giving some milk, cow's milk, or something giving. Also, only small baby, he don't know, looking everybody, seen, but he's wearing grasses inside. Like his, these birds, this all small babies, cubs, yeah. Now, all are taking lap, this and that, take care. She is coming in evening time, night time, and then taking lap and little. Giving breast milk, yeah, something, maintaining. But Gurudev father is, he has son, he has too much attachment. He says, this year you're taking, next time never taking. She says, this is not your son, not my son, this is Prabhupada's son. Prabhupada calling me, I'm going, I'm taking him. Oh. After his father saying, okay, I'm going, I'm fighting with Prabhupada. What is teaching? Why brainwashing your? Why making my family destroy and breaking my family? Who is this sannyasi sadhu? Then he came with his many other villagers. But he came in Mayapur, he's looking one dandadhari sannyasi. big, big, 7 feet like, and healthy. And Mayapur, many sannyasi, many brahmachari, and many, many bhakta devotees, all doing kirtan, all doing kirtan, and nice parikrama. And he's surprised. And not one ladies, 100,000 ladies. And everybody, they are working, serving, and they're doing kirtan. Then he's complete changing. His fire is gone. Then my Guru Maharaj is telling, you're not coming sadhus near, real holy dham, then you have lust and anger, you have all bad desire and bad things all time disturbing and burning in you, suffering in you. You come real sadhus near holy dham, you are complete nonsense. Everything automatic is changing, coming and purification coming. Gangar parasarile pashyati pavan, darshane pavitra karo ei tomar gun. Gangadevi bathing, later you will be pure. But Vaishnava's near is come. Vaishnava darshan. He came fighting for, and after his brother with his come, younger brother. Other many, many. Younger brother say, elder brother, I am not going house. So what are you doing? I am staying Mayapur. So why? What happened? Who give you tantra mantra, doing tantra mantra, jadu, tona, give you anything? Who changing in you? No, I am taking shelter Prabhupada near, I am taking Diksha Prabhupada near. He say, you are nonsense also, you are left me. I am came with you. Say, yes, I am Prabhupada near staying. After he is taking Prabhupada near Diksha, Harinam, and after he took sannyas, and his name is Bhakti Kusala Narsingh Maharaj, is Mathura Keshavji Golimat, Param Gurudev selling his name with his, the deed and property registration, everything. His house is humble and sweet. Why? He's clean, at a time, all clean. Vaishnava's mercy, prasadam, dham mercy. They're laying down. Prabhupada never arranging any room. Parikrama time, like before Navadvipa Parikrama also. Now is many, many rooms all are in fourth, sixth, fifth and sixth floor staying, and top of bed, nice bed. Why? Western, tradition. Now, before all are laying where? In the ground, in street, and ground, and all farm, all field, all dust, laying there, eating there, sleeping there, sitting there, doing kirtan there. Now is a big, fat, mat, quilt and mat and blanket and wooden bed, and after hot tea, hot water, geyser, filter, how many things, but no bhakti, no Vaishnava, with the dust is touching in these bodies. Dham also cheating all are. Mayapur, no room, no straw hut also, open ground and under tree. Everybody without mat, but all are came, daytime parikrama, nighttime 2-3 hours is little laying, and after bathing Radhakunda, other is Ganga, and drinking this Radhakunda water, Ganga water, no also hand pump, nothing. Also cooking, where cooking? In big digging is, and ground is one big like ponds. Cooking there is rice, one ponds is dal, one is sabji, one is kheer, and there two bucket is taking out and distributing. Also clay bucket, no like this metal bucket. So that time, all are close to everybody, near to everybody. All are as respect and faith and love and affection. Now, hey, my room. Why knocking door? Hey, why is crazy sound? That time, no like this question. Mahamantra running, kirtan running, parikrama starting. Everybody has this spiritual power. So first time hearing Mahaprabhu saying, I am giving that pot inside is my prema bhakti, prem, Krishna prem, net and clean. Then will be fresh and green, meanings no more red and black, no more, then white and quiet, peaceful and silence and clean places. Then possible these places will be prema bhakti center. So my Guru Maharaj saying, this childhood too, he is in Mayapur. Mayapur dust inside is rolling. He is crawling, he is walking, there, eating Vaishnava's prasadam and Vaishnava Charanamrita, Guru Charanamrita. But this happened running. After every year mother coming, his father is quarreling, fighting, mother never hearing. Say, why going every year? She's saying, why you eating every day? Why you sleeping every day? She's also not like that time lady, beating in silence. She's more than Western lady. Then not care, she says, I'm proper such a disciple. I'm tiger lady. Not I am like his jackal lady. Not dog lady. I am his tiger lady. I am not silence. She is giving answer. She says, no giving one paisa. So no need your paisa. But you are going begging, I am hearing, then I am cutting your tongue and cutting your neck. So many times is asura and demons, Bhadrakali cutting neck. I am also Kali's arms. I have also sword. You are fighting for come, I am also ready to fight. Like she is anyhow coming to Mayapur. She never stop. So now, my Guru Maharaj is, but last 5 years then he is crying, I am not going. Mother by force taking. 6 years also, yes, that time also too much struggle. She is anyhow taking back. 7 years says, he is hiding. Where gone? Not Mayapur. He's left in Mayapur. He's gone Nisingapalli. Nisingadev near is sitting and praying, hey Nisingadev, hey Prahlad Maharaj, please you give me power. Why? I'm not going house. I'm never going house. Then all are watching, where gone? Mayapur, no, he's staying. He's gone. He's saying, Guru Maharaj saying, I'm hearing Nisingadev, they are Nisingapalli Devapalli, Prabhupada Sashtaku near Harikata, Prahlad Maharaj teaching all demon boys, Asur Balaka. Teaching. Then I'm asking Prahlad Maharaj, not teaching me. I'm also one demon family's come. Please teach me. Please helping me. Then my Guru Maharaj telling. Then he's no eating. Why? Mayapur to Nisingapalli not near. And also on 7 years, 6 years, 5 years, children were very far. He's hiding, walking, crossing Ganga, anyhow gone. And then he had that city, Nisingadev temple, and temple closed night time. There is mosquito, there also jungle that time, animal, many jackal, many other animal, dog, but he is anyhow sitting. Night time, he sleeping, he saw dream. Guru Maharaj saying, oh, Prahlad Maharaj came. Prahlad Maharaj saying, why you came here? Prabhupada is there. You go back Prabhupada near, and Prabhupada near is you requesting Prabhupada give you shelter. Nobody disturbing in your life. Prabhupada is Prabhupada Maharaj himself saying, my Guru Maharaj saying, I am Nisingadev near, and his Bhishman Rajnandini, Radharani is near, Krishna is near. That Brajapattan, you go. The next morning, is looking, many people came and all are offering bhoga Nisingadev, many puja, also giving him my Guru Maharaj for cloth, prasadam, many things. So my Guru Maharaj say, how much I'm eating? Last night I'm fasting, day I'm fasting, not eating. Now morning time, kheer, khichadi, many prasad, fruits, many things giving, sandesh. My Guru say, how much I'm eating? Literally taking and giving cloth. He has nothing that time. He is taking and this much offering pranam and Prahlad Maharaj by order, he is Nisingadev offering pranam, doing parikrama and he came Prabhupada near. At time his mother crying, gone and his uncle is telling, you go, sometime after I am watching, finding anywhere, then I am sending back. His mother is gone, house, father is with his party and came, where my son? Then he looking, he's Mayapur. They say, I'm came yourself, I'm taking back. He said, I'm not going back. Then his uncle telling, okay, now Bhaktivinoda Institute is school opening. I'm giving their admission and he's learning. After will be next little young and qualified, then he's going back. He is taking back. Also, he is meeting with Prabhupada. Then Prabhupada's telling, look, he's same as that time Bhaktivinoda Santa Maharaj Radharaman Brahmachari and this Rishikesh Maharaj, Janardhan Maharaj, and then many other Maharaj that time, same age, all same age. Like you're looking now, my Guru Maharaj 100 years, this many, Bhaktivinoda Puri Maharaj 100 some years, 80 or 9, like all mostly same age. So now Prabhupada telling they are going institute and learn it, then the young is coming, they automatically going. Anywhere they choiceful going. I have no ban. There will be temple brahmachari, yes, sannyasi. Then his father is crying and gone. So my Guru Maharaj said that day too, I am any times, any mistake, any wrong, yeah, anything, I am praying, oh, Prahlad Maharaj, please helping me. Yeah. Why? First time his life, his guide. Yeah. His guide, mother is respecting lot of Guru Varga. Then next, Parikrama mother is came, then mother tried to talking, tried to something bringing, sweets and this and that giving. He said, no. Why not taking? He said, I am now Mayapur, Prabhupada, Lotus Pit near. Other things taking, then I will be distanced to Prabhupada and Mayadhamma, Mayapur. Mayapur is water drinking, Mayapur, any grains, foodstuff, and Mahaprasadam I am taking. No independently anything taking, no looking, no touching. Mother is looking, Prabhupada hearing. Then Vinod Bihari Prabhupada is near, Prabhupada telling this Sarjan Sevak, I am giving your responsibility, you take care of him. Then hit that day too, Prabhupada, Vinod Bihari is near giving, but he is, Vinod Bihari is all time busy, manager. He is sometimes Calcutta, sometimes Krishnagar, sometimes court, many service, then he noticed one places. But my Guru Maharaj, all time in Norway, Sivapi Gira Prabhu it is, and Prabhupada service for, and going school, and coming, and after Kirtan, Harikatha, class, everything attending. But his memory is very strong. Childhood too, anything he's hearing, Param Gurudev coming and asking, what are you hearing Prabhupada class? So he say, I have notes. I am telling you everything. Then night time hearing. Then Guru Maharaj telling, Param Gurudev writing, and then magazine for typing and going. Every day Harikatha. That time, not like his computerized. Yeah, recording. But the hearing, anything mistake, then problem coming, but very carefully hearing, respectfully. But his memory also strong, then this is going magazine for. That time not too many brahmachari sadhus. After Ban Maharaj came, Bhaktivinoda Ban Maharaj, Bhaktirakta Siddhar Maharaj, there came after my Guru Maharaj. Many times hearing, then, but they are aged, many young, qualified, they came, and after they take responsibility, Prabhupada Niyara, Prabhupada Shakti. I am telling you, this Mahaprabhu's Prama Bhakti, Mahaprabhu looking, where I am saving, where to I am distributing and spreading. Now 1 o'clock, now tomorrow next hearing. Now 2-3 days continue running our Guru Varga's glories, then understanding how is this our mission, how is this Vaishnavism, Bhakti, where to coming, and who is Bhakti Pitasthan. Gaur Pramanande Hari. Now tomorrow, next year.